Today, voters head to the polls hoping to elect people who share their vision of how the government should operate. John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He's been meeting with international government leaders who tell him the way the U.S. government operates is a good vision for their own countries. John joins me now to talk about good federal management practices, what they are, and which governments want to emulate them. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so who have you been talking to?
Well, first, let me just say to set up, this conversation, it's midterm election. The good news is that after today, the negative campaigning is going to be over unless we have a runoff somewhere.
Well, for about 6 months anyway.
Exactly. And one message from those campaigns is a suggestion that the federal government and by extension the federal workforce is dysfunctional, not working well, and if we'll simply elect whoever's campaigning, they're going to come and fix it. And then, lo and behold, next election cycle, we hear the same stuff. So I've had a chance over the last couple of years, Tom, to meet with government officials from the Ukraine, China, Mexico, Russia, South Korea, Colombia, Japan, India, and Tanzania. And the very interesting thing is that, these officials come to this country on official visits to learn about how the U.S. government operates, because in some cases, they really want to emulate or at least figure out how they could operate a little bit more like us. For example, one government manager, we were talking about the fact that in the U.S. government, when a federal employee is found to be engaged in some corrupt activity like taking a bribe or engaging in nepotism or acting unethically, it becomes a news story when that's discovered because it's so relatively rare. Yet, this official was telling me, in my country, if we get stopped for a traffic violation, we hand over our license with the equivalent of a $20 bill under the license because that's how, that's how we operate. And in this country, if you do that, you may get, arrested for trying to bribe a police officer. And the fact that they're looking at how we operate, they become amazed, Tom, at the relative openness of the U.S. government. We talk about the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, for example, the fact that government employees can anonymously once a year by law respond to a survey and basically rate their own leaders is unheard of in most countries. The fact that we try to protect whistleblowers here, the fact that that hiring and advancement is we try our best to make it based on merit. The transparency of government, Freedom of Information Act requests. We have an active media of which you are part, Tom. That airs all sorts of issues about government. Those are things in many countries simply don't exist. I mean, if you complain about government, you may find yourself in deep trouble. And the other thing that they really admire is that we're very public about what doesn't work well. I had one government official, when I was talking about the problems about the federal hiring system, the fact that it's doesn't work as well as it should, I saw a look of concern on this official's face, and I said, "Is that a problem?" He said, "Well, we're trying to implement a merit-based hiring system in my country, and you're telling me you have issues with yours." I said, "No, don't misunderstand. The principle of merit-based hiring is well ingrained and something we strive very hard for, and that is a good principle to emulate. So please do that."
So I guess mainly the takeaway that I'm hearing is that politicians make promises everywhere, but a stable and reliable and honest civil service is something that you can't take for granted.
That's absolutely right, Tom. We have issues, and we talk about the issues here, and we try to correct them. And in many other countries, they have similar issues, but they don't have, in many cases, the self-correcting mechanisms, if you will, openness about government, the ethical constraints and the ethical standards that we try to impose in government, and they really admire that. They understand that it's very hard to have a government that's perfect, but they admire all the good things about government, and we have conversations about some of our common issues. I haven't found many government officials from other countries, for example. In fact, I haven't found any who say, "Hey, if we have somebody who's not performing well, we just get rid of them." Now, I guess maybe they do in some places, but not get rid of them in the right way.
If they take them out back and, shoot them or something. We're speaking with John Palguta from the Partnership for Public Service. And one of the areas that a lot of countries, even fairly developed countries, come to the United States to study, or we have people that we dispatch there to teach them about, is procurement, because that's where a lot of the issues of public integrity and honesty and openness come to play, is in how the government spends its money and who it spends it with.
Absolutely.
Which is really the taxpayers' money. But we have a system where small businesses get equal shot, to the extent possible. You can sue the federal government if you don't like their procurement decision, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and people do. And in many other countries, all of those transactions are behind a curtain, if you will, and very hard to even find out what decisions are being made, and even less frequent is the ability to challenge those decisions. I think part of the issue here is that we're constantly finding things to complain about regarding the government, again, particularly during a campaign season. But I think it's really important to remember all the good things that the federal government does well, day in, day out. It prevents bad things from happening, and bad things don't happen, so we kind of forget about it. But for those in this country who, have a hard time saying anything good about the U.S. government, I would have one question, Tom. What government do they find superior to ours? And I think the when I talk to these officials from other countries and I see the admiration they have for how we're able to operate with a relative lack of corruption, with high levels of integrity, with a concern for the public good, I see some envy.
All right, so the question then, John, is how do we keep it that way?
Well, I think we keep doing what we're doing, Tom. We continue to have open elections. We take the good, the bad, and the ugly. We continue to have a media, investigative journalism. We continue to have mechanisms for people to hear the complaints. We continue to have transparency in government and realize that, hey, it's not perfect. We've got issues, we've got problems, but we're constantly trying to make it better. And that's, I think, one of the hallmarks of an effective government, and certainly a hallmark of the U.S. government.
All right, so today people do go to the polls, and I know that are you a Maryland guy or a Virginia side
guy? I'm a Virginia guy.
Yeah, so there's some pretty...
I'm headed out to the polls after this conversation.
Yeah, because we've got some pretty nasty races, I think, in both sides of the Potomac River and also in the district.
Yeah.
Somehow, the other thing it's probably worth saying is that when the voters have spoken, pretty much people say, well, they've spoken, and that's it. We don't have coups d'etat. We don't have contesting of the elections in any way other than through legal redress and not, duels and so forth. And that's probably worth noting also.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. The peaceful transfer of power. How lovely it is, how much we take it for granted. But there are very many countries, if we were citizens of those countries, that would be a dream.
Well, looking at like places like Burkina Faso this week, the same guy's been in power for 27 years, and he wants the last few years, and some people don't want to give it to him, and look what happens.
Exactly, and look at North Korea, just look at, around the world, and it's like, wow, we have it really well, despite our love of complaining. We have a lot to be thankful for.
And so the lesson today is go vote.
Absolutely. exercise that right. Throw the old rascals out, put the new rascals in, we'll be better off for it.
All right, John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. I'll look for that sticker on your lapel.
You'll find it, Tom. Thank you.
All right, take care.